Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God, can you believe it? It's that time already. That's right, it's 10 p.m. It's Sunday night. Where else are you gonna be? Sitting at your computer, waiting with bated breath, knowing that it's time, finally, for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, bringing you, the listener, all this wacky, crazy, interesting music with some wacky tapestry of sound effects and crazy old trailers from B-movies that you've never heard of, and some gentle musings from yours truly, Mal. Sadly, we won't have Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown with us tonight. He is on bereavement leave from the show for 1 week, but he'll be back next week. He had to go to Parts Unknown for a funeral, and that's sad. We hope that he comes back and he's doing okay. I think he'll be all right, but it's always kind of a sad thing, you know. Funerals and whatnot. Yeesh. I know this year, as the year winds down, we're stampeding headfirst into 2016 and all that wacky shenanigans with politics and dumbness and everything crazy. I can't say goodbye to 2015 fast enough. It was a less than stellar year for yours truly. I know you all remember, if you are a longtime listener, you all remember in mid-year, my father passed away, and it was a very tough time. I'd like to think that all you guys listening out there helped get me through that, helped be part of my therapy, you know, getting on, turning the recording button on and talking a little bit here and there and, you know, expressing my feelings always helps. Hey, we all grieve in different ways. I guess I grieve openly into a microphone for you. But that's not why you're here to talk about that kind of sad stuff, is it? You're here for wacky music. Here is some right now.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Nobody can. badges. We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, no.
From the Monte Carlo Grand Prix to the Bazaar of Istanbul, nothing stops me.
I want it.
You think I got it?
That uncertainty, Dostum Black, is the only reason you're still alive.
He knows more ways than one how to make it with a buck or a broad. How to make it with pussycats or tigers. Vic Morrow, Suzanne Plushette, Michael Ansari, Cesar Romero, Victor Bono, and Stanley Holloway. They don't care who they kill to get what they want. And then there are those who won't cooperate. This picture will turn you every way but loose. How to make it. In color.
On the gray and bloodstained grass below, there is snow, frozen scenes that no one wants to know. In the snow, usually this time of year, birds are here from south. Presently there's no telling up from.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We're never ready. One more for the BOD.
What's the BOD?
That is the hub of all entertainment ever, anywhere, for your head. And
really?
And brain.
Yep. And your ears.
So, hey, listen, folks. Huh. If you are out there on the internet looking for exciting new things to delve into, you know, go chase down the rabbit hole, as it were, why don't you go to bunchofdorks.com? There you're going to find three buttons, all filled with mystery and wonder and amusement and smarts and brains and dumbness.
Huh, all of that on one package?
And opposing views.
Opposing
like cross,
views.
Like point and counterpoint. But better.
But better.
Not
and
at all.
For free.
And for free. That's the big key. That's the kicker.
That's
so
the kicker.
So listen, if you're looking for some new podcasts to listen to, you have a lot of time on your hands at work or other, go to bungeedorks.com, choose from any of the three buttons. They're all glorious. You got Slow Robot A Go Go.
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast. The comic book podcast with no direction, where there are a lot of comic book.
Yeah, directionless.
Directionless like comic
book
books.
Talk.
A lot of talk.
And then the bottom one is music. And just random talk. That's the namesake. That's Bunch of Dorks. It's the longest running podcast in the history of ever.
It's been running for so long that its legs are really tired,
it's
but
the
it keeps
podcast
going.
Too dumb to die.
It's like the little engine.
So
that
go
could.
Check them all out. Enjoy them. Tell a friend to enjoy them.
Tell an
spread
enemy.
The word.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
All right, before the promo and before the break there, I played for you Bob Goblin off their latest CD, just came out, just hit the stores, Love Lost for Bloodlust. I played Hide from Tomorrow, Eulogy for Poor Daniel, and Eternal Snow. I had to cut that one off a little bit. Sorry, boys. Got to make the commercial breaks. And sometimes they do that by cutting songs off. I'm zany. What can I tell you? So, yeah, go check them out. BobGoblin.com. They are an awesome bunch of guys. Really working their butts off. They're touring all over the place, getting their name out there, and just really cool guys. We are in the midst of a revival of Star Wars mania like that's never been seen before. I don't know how to feel about it. Loved the original Star Wars. Like everyone else, the remakes were whatever. And now Disney bought them, and now, my God, I've never seen marketing like this in my life. I guess there's going to be a movie a year for 9 years, guaranteed. And you better like Star Wars, because there's Star Wars. Every single thing that can be marketed is using Star Wars. I'm pretty sure Disney made back those billions they paid George Lucas about 20 seconds after they signed the contract. Crazy. Hey, takes money to make money, which is why I can never make any money. Oh, so sad. I gotta take this time to reflect upon my mistakes of my past while you listen to some awesome new music. Sound good? Deal? All right. Deal. Here you go.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
このポッドキャストを聞くとあなたは脳が退化します。
Be honored if you play football for this team.
Me? Play football?
Yes.
Thanks, but no thanks, Coach. My mama wouldn't let me play no football.
We're gonna go home. You and I, we're gonna talk to Mama.
My mama said that.
It's just a farmhouse and looks pretty innocent from the road. But once you're inside, you'll see what really happens on a terror farm. Invasion of the Blood Farmers. Coming in the dead of night. Coming to plant the living and harvest the dead. Are you strong enough? More raw terror. More stomach-turning shock than you can take. Therefore, we warn you, don't eat before you see Invasion of the Blood Farmers, and you'll have nothing to lose. They plant the living and harvest the dead. Invasion of the Blood Farmers, released by NMD Films, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
The who?
And just before the Invasion of the Blood Farmers, we heard some Ginny Oops, J-I-N-N-Y-O-O-P-S, exclamation point. They are part of the Benton record label out of Japan. They are awesome, and you should go give them some money for their music. Or at least write them and say, hey, I heard you on the indie circuit. You're pretty darn cool. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Hey, and if you have a band, you're like, hey, how come the indie circuit doesn't play our band? Well, that's because you didn't reach out and say, hey, Indie Circuit, play our band. We've gotten like numerous bands over the last couple of weeks, and we're always looking for more and thankful for more. So if you are in a band, contact Radio St. Pete, or you could contact yours truly directly, you know, like have a pulse, you know, have your finger on the pulse of Mao, you know, write me an email, ZENBONE at hotmail.com, and I will say, hey, that's cool, give me your music, and then you'll say, hey, here it is, and I'll be like, oh, hey, let's play it, and then you'll be like, hey, thanks, and then, hey, here's some more music.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie!
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker, especially you!
You stone foxes, you mean dudes. Watch out, cause Slaughter's back in town. Jim Brown is Slaughter, the baddest cat that ever walked the earth. In Slaughter, he tore up the mob good. Now they want him bad. They're gonna get Slaughter or get slaughtered. In Slaughter's Big Ripoff.
If the hit man don't get you, then Slaughter will.
Music composed and performed by James Brown, the godfather of soul.
You better know it.
Slaughter's Big Ripoff from American International. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter's Big Ripoff. It's hot.
You better know it.
Rounded off to the nearest decimal point. We've travel back in time to save an ancient species from total annihilation. So far, no signs of aquatic life, but I'm going to find it. If I have to tear this universe another black hole, I'm going to find it. I've got to, mister!
Can you dig that, jive turkeys? I knew you could. That was Lulu's Marble. I played for you Koi Suru La La La, Psych De Go Go, Blue Mau Mau, not to be confused with yours truly Mau Mau, and Lue Lue. They were an incredibly aggressive garage punk trio out of Japan that I love dearly. The lead singer passed away, and that was the end of Lulu's Marble. So sad. So this week coming up is going to be pretty crazy. I'm saying goodbye to a vehicle that has been with me since 1995. Can you believe it? Yep, finally I have this old Nissan pickup truck that I'm selling to a friend. I call him Murder Stang. He built a very fast hot rod car. And, you know, it's really weird to become attached to a car. But, you know, I know it's cool that he's taking it over. I'm going to sell it to him, and it's going to be kind of weird. You know, I mean, think of that, like 20 years it's been with me. Now, I've had other cars have come and gone, but got a little bit mixed feelings about it. You know, you kind of like saying goodbye to it, and you're like, oh, man, I don't know. Part of me says don't and just keep it. But, you know, I am, like I always talk about, I have a blog called The Wannabe Hot Rodder. You can search that out with Google or the wannabe hot rodder dot, I think it's wordpress.com or blogspot.com. I think it's WordPress. I don't know. Man, I should know these things, shouldn't I? Scary. But anyway, so, you know, I talk about this saving money towards this hot rod and trying to get it, you know, real indecisive about what I want, you know. And it's pretty, I'm really mixed up, you know, is what I'm trying to say. Every day I think of a different car I'd like or one I don't want, or, you know, there's always certain ones I really would like. But kind of the first steps is selling off the old truck. That minimizes the insurance costs while I'm not driving it as much and stuff like that, you know. It's going to be weird. I'm mentally preparing myself, but also I'm kind of like, I know I'm going to be a little bit bummed out for a little while about it. Hopefully not weeks. Hopefully just a day or two, you know. I am going to sell it to him with the explicit instructions that I get first dibs if he ever sells it. I don't know why I would say that, but I have a feeling that I'll buy it back from him after a year or two. But who knows? You never know what the future is going to hold. Other than your future is going to hold awesome, new, crazy music. Just like this, right here, right now.
Perfect. Cut, print, kill the pig.
What? You can't kill him if he's wearing people clothes.
Schlock, a love stranger than King Kong, a monster more powerful than Godzilla.
Widescreen color rated PG.
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart. I didn't even see it coming.
You can talk about the things that you wanna hear. You can talk about the way you wanna treat it, dear. You can talk about the men that have done you wrong. Now listen here, baby, it's the same old song.
Come on!
Come on, baby, and give me your hand.
Come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on!
But don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go. That is easily played. It takes two willing people that feel the same. You may not have had it, baby, in the past, but I'm your Prince Charming coming along at last.
So come on!
Come on, baby, and give me your hand.
Well, come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on!
But don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go. Let me be your lover, let me be the one that holds you in my arms beneath the stars above. Now I can see your future and it looks real bright. Come on, pretty baby, make you feel alright. Hey!
Don't you hold back, turn the lights down low. Now I'm in the mood for some loving right now. Come on, pretty baby, let me show you how. Let me be your lover, let me be the one that holds you in my arms beneath the stars above. Now I can see your future and it looks real bright. Come on, pretty baby, make it feel alright.
Come on!
Come on, baby, and give me your hand.
Come on,
pretty baby, let me be your man.
Come on!
Don't you know that I love you so? Come on, pretty baby, and let yourself go.
Thank you. cry like you do. Cause baby, we're through. Never will I come back home to a girl like you. Never will I look back when I walk away from you. Too many nights I've seen and cried. Too many tears I've shed from my eyes. Never have I been with a girl quite like you. Never have I been with a girl quite like you. Never have I been with a girl quite like you.
That was The Out of Sights from the CD Rock and Roll Dance Party. I played for you Let Yourself Go, Shake, Shout, and Go, Never Have I Seen, and Peanut Butter. See, I told you all out there that I knew other music other than Japanese stuff. Ha-ha! I got a lot of other stuff. A lot of it I can't play on here because it curses all the time. I picked up one band, the Reverend Beatman is a singer for a band called The Monsters, and I was like, yeah, they let us use their stuff, and I listened to it, and I was like, oh my god, I can't use a single song, because there's always cursing. So if you want to hear the cursing music, you go to bunchofdorks.com and listen to Bunch of Dorks, because that's the one that plays the cursing. But that was The Out of Sights, and I know they just released a CD last week or two. I might call them and see if I can shake them down for a copy digitally so I can play it for you, because the pockets are a little bit empty. I can't keep buying music, so I'm going to try and shake them down for a copy. I'm sure they'll be cool with it. Check them out on Facebook, The Out of Sights. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And, next week we'll be here. I'm sure Dr. Morius from Parts Unknown will be here, and we'll keep on rocking. See you next week, everyone.